This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
American Sign Language Basics, your friendly guide to getting started. Discover the essentials of American Sign Language with a casual overview that makes learning fun, easy, and perfect for lifelong learning enthusiasts. Getting started with American Sign Language, a casual overview. Hey, so I wanted to chat with you about something pretty cool and maybe a little unexpected. American Sign Language, or ASL for short. It's a fantastic way to communicate, and honestly, it's pretty fun to learn. Whether you're just curious or thinking of picking up a new skill, I'm going to give you a quick overview of ASL basics. Think of it as a casual intro, no pressure, just some interesting tidbits and pointers. First off, American Sign Language isn't just a bunch of hand gestures. It's a complete, natural language with its own grammar, syntax, and vocabulary. People who are deaf or hard of hearing primarily use ASL in the United States and parts of Canada, but lots of hearing folks learn it too, whether for professional reasons or personal interest. It's like any other language, with nuances and cultural roots. So if you're picturing it as just talking with your hands, it's actually way more than that. When you start learning ASL, the very first thing you'll usually come across is the alphabet. The ASL alphabet, or fingerspelling, represents the 26 letters you see in English. It's super helpful for spelling out names, places, or words that don't have their own sign. It can seem a little tricky at first, but with some practice, you'll get the hang of it. Since some letters look similar when signed, the key is to pay attention to subtle differences and hand orientation. Now, besides fingerspelling, ASL relies a lot on hand shapes, movement, and facial expressions. That last one is really important. In ASL, your face isn't just there. It helps express tone and meaning, kind of like how in spoken language we might change our intonation or emphasis. For example, raising your eyebrows typically turns a statement into a question. That's something people often overlook when they think about sign language. Here are a few essential signs you might want to know as a starter. Hello, a simple wave near your forehead. Thank you. Touch your chin with your fingers and move your hand forward. Yes, make a fist and nod it up and down. No, close your index and middle finger against your thumb, kind of like a mouth saying no. Dang. Learning also challenges you to think differently about language structure. It's not just English spelled out with your hands. Word order and expression can be very different. Often, ASL uses a topic comment structure, which is kind of like saying, book I read, instead of I read a book. It's pretty interesting once you get used to it. If you're genuinely interested in going beyond these basics, there's a bunch of resources out there to support you. You might want to try online courses that focus on ASL. These can be super flexible and great for adult education, especially if you have a busy schedule. Platforms that offer continuing education or distance learning give you the chance to practice at your own pace, which is so helpful. Another way to deepen your understanding is through professional development. For example, educators, healthcare professionals, or social workers sometimes learn ASL to better communicate with clients or students. Learning something new like this also supports lifelong learning, a commitment to expanding your skills no matter your age. Speaking of courses, there's actually a really cool platform called Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses. They offer some advanced, very high-quality classes, perfect for people who want serious, credible learning options. If you're into online learning, professional development, or continuing education, checking out that platform is definitely worth your time. So, what's the takeaway? ASL is a vibrant language with rich history and culture. Getting started doesn't mean you need to master everything overnight. Small daily practice, some fun interaction with native signers or online peers, and a few good resources can go a long way. Plus, you're opening doors to a whole new way of connecting with people. If you're curious and want to explore deeper, I recommend checking out courses on sites that specialize in adult education and distance learning. It's a fantastic way to engage your brain and build communication skills that might come in handy in unexpected ways. All right, that's my little ASL crash course for today. Hope you found it interesting and maybe even feel inspired to try a few signs yourself. And if you do, keep that curiosity alive. There's always something new to learn. Ready to step up your skill game? Explore courses now and see how far your learning can take you.